Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the fourth week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is Listen.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf, that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf. But you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of the Lord. Before I entered the convent, I was going to buy a house. I had a list of what I wanted in that house, and a fireplace was at the top of the list. My parents, who had a fireplace, warned me that fireplaces were a lot of trouble, and they sucked the heat from the room. I listened politely, and I got a house with a fireplace. My parents were right. The fireplace was a mistake. The Israelites complained to God that they are slaves and mistreated by the Egyptians. God hears them and frees them from Egypt. But on the journey, they get angry and demand an idol to worship. They cannot wait to hear what God tells Moses. God will give Moses the commandments that will last thousands of years to this present day. But the Israelites couldn't wait. But do we even listen to these commands today? Have you had a similar experience? Someone gives you some advice. You listen politely and even agree then, but then promptly do whatever you want. This happens all the time. Doctors tell us to stay away from sweets and get more exercise. Great advice. But do we follow it? Scientists tell us that vaccines protect us from contagious diseases, but parents listen to anti-vaxxers. Online fact-checking websites give proof that a public figure has lied, but we refuse to believe it. People choose to believe what they want, what fits with their understanding of the world. Several weeks ago, we heard God testify to Peter, James, and John that Jesus, quote, is my beloved son. Listen to him. But do they? Soon we'll hear Peter betray Jesus and the others abandon him. Jesus' words are just too much to hear. In the New American Bible Study Bible, the translation of the first verse of the gospel has Jesus saying, if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony cannot be verified. According to Jewish law, a man could not testify on his behalf, so Jesus turns to others to prove that he was sent by God. He advises his followers and us to search the scriptures to see how they testify to the divinity of Jesus. And throughout Lent, that's what we've been doing. We've been hearing Moses and the prophets prophesy about Jesus. Failing to listen to experts sounds a lot like what Jesus is talking here about here. Moses talked about the Messiah, but the Jewish people could not accept what he said. John the Baptist preached about the Messiah, but the people could not accept what he said. The Pope reminds us over and over that what we do to the least of our brothers and sisters, we do to Jesus, but it's just too much for us to accept. So how do we know for sure that we must come to Jesus to have life? How do we know that it is through Jesus that we have salvation? Well, we are really called to listen to Jesus' words, words that are supported by actions. It is the works of Jesus that prove his divinity. It is through his works that we know where to go to have eternal life. In today's world of multiple sources of information, which often contradict one another, remember alternate facts, how do we find the truth? Actions. Actions speak louder than words. We see how Jesus cares for the poor and marginalized, the disenfranchised. Who are these people today? Those in war-torn countries? The members of the LGBTQ+ community? Immigrants? The rural and the urban poor? And how do we know what they need? We listen to them. In the elevators of our mother house, there are signs during Lent that say, listen. They are good reminders of one of the disciplines that we need during Lent and really all through the year. We need to listen to Jesus' message of salvation and then live out that message for eternal life.